Welcome to this lesson on designing a Jungle Old School DNB bass line in Ableton Live 12 by starting in session view and then turning that idea into arrangement view. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but it's also a very real studio workflow. We're not just making a random low sound. We're building a bass line that works with the drums, leaves space for the break, and has enough movement to keep the groove alive. For this lesson, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for jungle and old school drum and bass energy. Now, before you touch the bass, get a drum loop going first. You can use a chopped break, an Amen-style break, or even a simple programmed break-inspired pattern. The important thing is that the drums are already playing, because in DNB the bass has to lock with the rhythm section. If the bass sounds good alone but fights the break, it's not finished yet. Create a MIDI track for your bass. And if you want, add a return track for reverb or delay later. Keep the setup simple. Beginner mistake number one is building too much before the core loop is working. We're going for clear, focused, and effective. Now let's design the bass sound. A great starting point in Ableton Live 12 is Waveatable, because it gives you plenty of control without being too complicated. You could also use operator or analog, but for this lesson, Waveatable is a strong choice. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1. And if you want a bit more body, add a second oscillator with a square or another saw, slightly detuned. Keep the detune subtle. We want movement, not a huge messy blur. Now shape the sound with a low-pass filter. In jungle and old-school DNB, the bass often lives in two worlds at once, a deep stable sub and a moving mid-range layer. So think like a drummer here, not just a keyboard player. The bass should behave like part of the break pattern. It should hit, leave space, answer the drums and come back with attitude. Set the amp envelope with a short attack, a medium short decay, moderate sustain, and a fairly short release. That gives you a punchy, controlled shape. For a classic old school feel, you generally want the notes to speak clearly and not linger too long. If the notes are too long, the groove gets blurry fast. Now add a few stock effects after the synth. Saturator is a great first choice, because it adds harmonics and makes the bass more audible on smaller speakers. Then add EQ8 so you can clean things up. Auto filter is useful for movement, and if you want a bit of extra density, drum bus can work very lightly. The key idea is simple. Keep the chain clean and purposeful. Don't overdo it. The most important part of the bass is the sub. In DNB, the sub is the foundation. If the sub is weak, the whole bass line feels small no matter how aggressive the mid-range is. If you want a really controlled sub, operator is excellent for this. A sine wave, one note per hit, short release, and no extra stereo widening is a great place to start. If you keep the sub clean and stable, you can make the upper layer dirty, wide, or animated without wrecking the low end. A good beginner rule is this. Everything below about 120 Hz should stay mono. You can use utility to check that, and it's one of the fastest ways to keep your mix tight. Also, don't assume louder equals better. Often the bass needs to be lower than you first think. If the drums start losing punch, the bass is probably too big. Now let's write the actual bass phrase in session view. Open a MIDI clip and keep it simple. For this style, you do not need a huge melodic line. In fact, a memorable jungle bass line can work with only two or three notes if the rhythm and sound design are strong enough. Start with a two-bar loop. Put strong notes on off beats. Leave space after snare hits and let the break breathe. A good way to think about it is call and response. Maybe the first hit answers the kick or the beginning of the bar, and then the next hit responds a little later. Leave a gap. Then in the second bar, repeat the idea but change the last note. That tiny change is often enough to make the loop feel like it's going somewhere. For example, you might have one short stab in bar 1, a slightly longer note in bar 2, and then a final note that shifts up or down at the end of the phrase. That keeps the loop musical without getting busy. Jungle and old school DNB often get their power from restraint. The space is part of the groove. Pay attention to note length. Shorter notes give you that classic staccato roller feel. Slightly longer notes can make the bass feel heavier and more sustained. You can even mix both. One short note, one longer note, then a short response. That contrast can make the phrase feel much more alive. Now add movement. This is where session view becomes really useful. You can duplicate the clip and make a variation instead of trying to write a whole new idea from scratch. In the second version, open the filter a little more, change one note, or lengthen one note slightly. You can also automate saturator drive a little on certain hits, or move the Waveatable position subtly if the sound needs more character. Keep the automation small. Don't think huge filter sweeps right away. In DNB, tiny changes often hit harder than obvious ones. A slight cutoff opening on the last half of bar 2 can be enough to create lift. A little extra drive on one note can give the phrase a stronger accent. You're not trying to turn this into a huge EDM-style moment. You're trying to make the loop feel alive. If the bass feels too clean, here's a very useful trick. Resample it. Create a new audio track, route the bass into it, and record a few bars. Once you've got that audio, you can chop it, reverse a tiny slice, or add a bit of redux or extra saturation for grit. The trick is not to replace the clean bass. Keep the clean low end underneath, and use the resampled layer for attitude in the mids. That's a classic jungle move. Clean sub, dirty character, separate jobs, separate layers. Now loop the drums and bass together and listen carefully. This is the most important check in the whole lesson. Ask yourself, does the bass leave room for the snare? Does the kick or break still hit hard? Is the sub centered and stable? Are the notes too long? If the break loses energy when the bass comes in, the bass is probably either too loud, too wide, or too busy. Use EQA to clean up the low end if needed. If the sound is boxy, gently cut some mud around 200 to 350 Hz. If the distortion is harsh, reduce some of the upper mids around 2 to 5 kHz. But be careful not to EQ everything into flatness. The goal is clarity, not emptiness. Also, check the loop quietly. This is a great professional habit. If the bass still reads when you turn the volume down low, your harmonic balance is probably strong. If it disappears completely, you may need more saturation or more mid-range character. Now let's move from session view into arrangement view. Once your two bar loop is working, record or drag the clips into arrangement view and build a simple structure. For a beginner DNB sketch, think in blocks: intro, drop, switch up, and maybe a second drop phrase. An easy layout could be 8 bars intro, 16 bars drop, 4 to 8 bars switch up, and then another 8 to 16 bars of variation. In the intro, you can keep the bass filtered down or leave it out entirely. Maybe you just tease one hit before the drop. That little moment of tension can make the drop land much harder. Then in the drop, bring in the full bass phrase. Keep it sparse enough for the drums to breathe. A really effective beginner technique here is to create a drop A and drop B version. Drop A can be cleaner and simpler. Drop B can use the same rhythm, but with one changed note, a slightly opened filter, or a bit more distortion. Same idea, more energy. That's a classic DNB arrangement move, because it gives the listener evolution without losing the groove. You can also use a simple call and response in arrangement view. Let one bass phrase answer another. Maybe the first half of the bar is a short stab, and the second half is a different note or a slightly longer answer. You can even use ghost notes. Very quiet extra notes or one silent gap before a response hit. That tiny pocket of silence can make the next bass note feel much heavier. When you're happy with the arrangement, do a final check for mix and TJ friendliness. The intro and outro should leave space for mixing. The drop should have a clear bass identity. The sub should stay mono. The notes should not be so long that they fight the break. And the arrangement should only have a few purposeful variations, not 100 little ideas all fighting for attention. If you want one last transition trick, keep it simple: a reversed cymbal, a short noise riser, or a tiny drum fill before the drop is enough. In this style, too many effects can weaken the impact. The bassline itself should carry the energy. So to recap the whole workflow, start in session view, build a strong two-bar phrase, keep the sub clean, use a dirty or animated mid layer for character, test it against the drums, then move the best idea into arrangement view and build a simple drop structure around it. That's the core DNB lesson here. Think like a drummer. Use space. Keep the sub stable. Let the mid-range do the talking. And remember, in jungle and old-school DNB, a bass line does not need to be complicated to be powerful. Sometimes two notes, placed well, with the right envelope and the right groove, is all it takes to make the whole track move. Now it's your turn. Set the tempo to 172 BPM, load a break, build your bass in session view, and let that idea turn into a proper arrangement view drop.